in all instances. A dense location, as well as the material on the affected area, aluminum, carbon fiber, plastic, fiberglass, or steel, might make at-home dent removal difficult. For instance, hair dryers or plungers won't work at all on aluminum cars. 2. You must change your engine oil every 3,000 miles. Myth. Advances in technology mean that most cars can be driven at least 5,000 miles before an oil change is required. 3. You should inflate your tires to the air pressure shown on the tire's sidewalls. Myth. To be honest, I'm not sure how this misconception started, but at some point, tire manufacturers made the decision to print the maximum allowable pressure on the tire's sidewall, and ever since, people have thought that this number represented optimal air pressure. 4. If regular grade fuel is good, premium must be better. Better for the engine and better for the drive. Myth. Your engine is designed to burn fuel at a certain temperature. If it was designed to burn 87 octane or regular gas at a lower ignition temperature, there is no advantage to be gained by using 93. You will only be wasting money. 5. Topping off the gas will save you money and trips to the gas station. Myth. Do not top off the gas tank when you are filling up. You could be causing damage to your emissions system and wasting money. 6. Driving your car in cold weather without first warming it up for several minutes will damage your engine. Myth. One of the greatest myths in car care is the notion that you must warm up the car on cold winter mornings for 5 to 10 minutes before you slide that puppy into drive. This myth made me hate winter that much more, and I even shelled out for a remote starter once. But warming up your car is no longer necessary. On modern cars, anything made in the past 20 years, you're not doing the engine any harm by taking off from a cold start. All you're really doing by warming up your car is wasting gas and making yourself late for work. So spend that extra 10 minutes getting some coffee or getting more sleep. Please be warned, this isn't an excuse to hit D, then take off like you're racing Jeff Gordon. Slowly take off and drive gently. Essentially, you are warming up the car during your first few minutes of driving. Disclaimer: if it's crazy cold out, like 20 degrees Fahrenheit or lower, warming up your car for 2 minutes helps the oil circulate through the engine. 7. To keep your car warranty valid, you must perform regular maintenance at the dealership where you purchased your car. Myth. This is a huge misconception, one that can make you feel locked in to going to a dealership for maintenance and repairs. As long as maintenance is performed on the schedule specified in your owner's manual, you can take your car to any shop. Don't forget to document all work in case you run into any warranty issues. And make sure you understand your car's warranty before you buy it. 8. Keeping your car's windows down in the summer instead of using air conditioning saves money on gas. Myth, somewhat. I suffered so much as a child, my legs sticking to a searing leather seat in the heat of an East Coast summer. I thought I was going to faint in the hot car my mom's boyfriend drove us around in somewhere between July and hell. If only I knew then what I know now. Yes, it is correct that the AC uses gas, but driving with the windows down at speeds greater than 35 miles per hour causes the car to use more gas than if the windows were up. At faster speeds, the car is cutting through wind resistance as it drives, causing it to drag or slow down if windows are down. The engine has to work hard to cut through wind resistance at these speeds, and that requires more gas. Cars are aerodynamically designed to reduce drag, but only if we keep the windows closed. Plus, the amount of gas used by the AC system is not significant. Be comfortable, and don't let your passengers suffer like I did. 9. You should buy an SUV because bigger cars are safer than smaller cars. Myth. Somewhat. History has shown that bigger cars fare better in head-on collisions than smaller cars. But this doesn't mean that lighter vehicles are unsafe, and today's small cars are safer than ever. Choose a car that has performed well.